strapping on and getting ready to go. Mr. Mike Danny, can we give him a round of applause? A lot of love goes into something like this, and it's always an honor for me, a treat, a real pleasure to come and work with students and to play with these amazing musicians. And so we've been having a lot of fun these last 24 hours. Some of us got a nap, so some of us are feeling pretty good. For those of you who are at the clinics earlier today, we really had a little bit of moment to get deep into the music and into the culture. So I'm just so thrilled to be able to come and share the joy that I feel for Cuban music, Latin jazz music, with you all. And I hope to, you know, come back and see you guys a lot. I have a CD that I brought, my recent CD called Descaro in California. If you're interested, we'll have them for sale afterward, and I'm happy to sign those. We've got some amazing players on that CD. And then when our wonderful sound person is back up at the booth, I'll use this microphone for talking, and I'll, you know, be able to introduce the tunes to you. But on the CD, we've got the amazing late great Armando Peraza, who played with the Santana Band for many years. Orestes Vilato, also a member of the Santana Band. Giovanni Hidalgo on conga, one of the most incredible conga players on the planet. Jimmy Brandley on the drums. Francisco Torres on trombone, who played, of course, with Poncho Sanchez and many others. He's also doing the Gordon Goodwin Big Fat Band. Lucetti Gonzalez on the trumpet, and a host of other folks. So if you're interested in Afro-Cuban Descarga, jam session music, pick up a copy on the queue later today. I'm just stalling because we're doing some stuff over here. All right? Are we all good? All right.
Thank you.
fun, you know? We never played together before, and here we are doing it. That jazz. That was an amazing composition by probably one of the most important living Cuban pianists today, Chucho Valdez. If you haven't heard of him, that's your homework. Go home on YouTube, Google. Chucho Valdez, incredible piano prodigy, son of an amazing pianist and band leader, Bebo Valdez. Chucho also established one of the most important and groundbreaking groups in the history of Cuban music post-revolution, Iraquere. And if you're not familiar with them, another homework assignment. And that was a song that Chucho wrote back in the early 60s, before Iraquere was established, called Mambo Influenciado. And the premise of the tune was really to articulate Cuban music and jazz really coming together. So anybody recognize the form on that? This is educational, right? So what kind of form was that we were playing? I'll give you a hint. Minor blues. Okay? So there's a little bit of a... Hear that? Yeah, a little bit of a low. And so that featured a lot of us. The next tune may be familiar. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'll give you the Spanish version of it. Let's see. José Asesino by Benny Golson. Thank you. Eurekan. We're going to go into a little, a couple of originals, close out our little short set. This next one is a 6-8 called No Borders. I wrote it in the middle of the forest one day when I was contemplating a life free of borders and flags and wallets. Wouldn't that be beautiful? It's sort of contemplative, and we're going to feature, I guess we'll feature Mary on this, and also our wonderful Tumbao. No Borders.
Mm-hmm.
tune before we bring out the killer big band. This is the pirate contingent. This piece, also original but inspired by the great Chucho Valdez. I want to say something about him because, again, he's somebody who, if you haven't heard him or seen him, you must. And not only because he's a brilliant musician and composer and arranger and bandleader, but because he became a very important advocate for jazz education in Cuba. For those of you unaware of sort of the political history of Cuba, many things changed after the revolution, and one was that musicians were discouraged from playing jazz because people felt that the government felt there that it was too imperialist, which is sort of way opposite of what it is. But you know, they didn't want any influence, you know, any potential danger of having cymbals and all this kind of crazy, you know, walking bass. Can't have any of that. So Chucho had been part of an orchestra called the Modern Music Orchestra, Orquesta de Música Moderna, and they had been playing, you know, big band jazz for forever. So after the revolution, they had to sort of lobby the Minister of Culture to persuade him at the time, the minister to allow the playing of jazz. Up until 2012, it was never taught in the school until Chucho once again advocated for jazz instruction in the school. You know, prior to that, musicians in Cuba would sort of clandestinely listen to recordings and, you know, bootleg tapes and Miles Davis solos in the bushes and whatever they could. And so literally, you'd go to the art school and there'd be some kid off in by a palm tree playing a Miles Davis solo. And you're like, how did you hear that? Well, somebody handed me a cassette. I remember the cassettes. Okay. Last century's technology. So it was such an important move that he made. And, you know, there are many of us have been going to Cuba and doing outreach and education and doing these exchanges with Cuban musicians and educators. So I think we want to give a special tribute to Chucho. We want to acknowledge him and all the work he's doing. He's going to be with Joe Lovano in San Francisco at the Jazz Center in the fall. So we hope that you'll come and see him live. He's also refurbished the Irakere Ensemble with young musicians, well, half his age, who all came, were a product of the art schools in Cuba. So he's doing a remarkable thing, you know, being an advocate and an ambassador for the music. So I'd like to acknowledge Chucho Valdez, the great musician. This is dedicated to him. It's called Left Coast Mambo.
All right, so never let it be said that your ticket price was not worth it. Right now, we'd like to bring out the... maybe the brass section of the big band, and maybe we can get the rhythm section out here. We appreciate your patience while we have a little bit of changeover. Just a couple more thank yous. This guy right here has been here since Odar 30, running sound, making everything sound great. How about some love for Mr. Nye Morton? All right. We have a couple of guys up in the booth. Jeff Neville is here tonight. Jeff Barrett was here today, making sure the lights and the sound are all working. So wherever you guys are, yay, we love you. Super cool. And again, while we're kind of getting organized here, we have an organization on campus called Friends of the Arts, and they gave some much appreciated financial support so we could bring these guest artists and adjudicators here. How about a hand for Friends of the Arts? Hey, if you love jazz, and I know you do because you're here, this coming Thursday, a week from tonight, one of the best vocal jazz groups on the planet is from Cal State Long Beach, and they're passing through Fresno, and they're going to do a concert with our vocal jazz ensemble here, the Jazz Extension, and that's going to be held at a new venue in town called the Tower Lounge. Guess what it's next door to? The Tower Theater. Hey. But not on the LaShawn side, where the painted table or the Damon Fennett used to be. It's on the Olive side. So we would love it if you could join us for that concert. It's really, really a great little venue. And boy, Pacific Standard Time, which is the group from Long Beach, is really, really great. So you're going to love that. And that's Thursday, April the 7th at 7 o'clock. It's a little earlier than normal, but 7 o'clock is when that's going to happen. I know. This little guy right here in front has been grooving the whole night long. It is so cool. He's dancing like. So I'm going to talk about my tie right now. So I had this really cool opportunity to teach at a jazz workshop in Thailand a few weeks ago, and it was really, really fun. And the guitar guy there, you know, Thailand's known for, look at Thai food, it's one thing. But also silk, so he gave me this silk tie, and I know that you can't see it from there, but these little dots are actually little elephants. Isn't that cool? So what this is my tie. Thank you. Thank you so much. We'll be here all week. Do try the deal. It's awesome. I would also be remiss if I didn't thank my lovely bride, Julie Dana, who has been keeping me sane for the last few weeks, did a fundraising barbecue for a trip we're taking students on to France this summer. Julie Dana right there. Yay. You know what? One more thank you is to this incredible group of student musicians. These guys have been working so hard on this music that we're going to play for you in just a quick second. And not only that, but a lot of them were here with me at the crack of dawn this morning helping to set up and guiding the... So we had several hundred students here participating. And so all you guys, man, you guys are super cool. And thank you for all your help today. Really good. I mentioned earlier that we have amazing colleagues here. I get to work with George Ramirez, who you've seen direct in her play. I get to work with Dale Engstrom and Larry Hondo and a whole bunch of other people. My wife, Julie, is right there, and I'm not sure who all is here. But if you teach at City College, could you stand up for a second and let people adore you? Yeah, we work with some great folks here. We truly do. Also like to acknowledge our dean, Neil Vanderpool, is here someplace. I can't see what the lights, but Neil, I know you're here, and we truly appreciate you back there.
Yeah.
So it's we've got a good thing going here. Okay, we're almost ready. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a tune without Rebecca, just to give her a chance to let her fingers maybe cool off a little bit, because she was going kind of nuts there. That's pretty cool. We're going to start with a tune before we bring out Rebecca, and we'll wrap up the night. This is a tune composed by a friend of mine, Steve Owen, and it's just a great tune, and it features the saxophone stylings of one master, Logan Howell, on the tenor saxophone. And this tune is entitled Fall Down 7, Stand Up 8. Think about it. Thank you. I was doing too many things today. Okay, we have some great tunes for you, and I know you're going to love this last the last few tunes. Please welcome back one more once the incomparable Rebecca Valion.
Yeah.
That's Ethan Santos on the trombone, and Logan Howell and Evan Hamada and the percussion section, and of course, Rebecca.
Considering I just sent this like a few weeks ago, so can we acknowledge this amazing band and their wonderful leader? These are some hard charts, right? Anyway, we're having a lot of fun, and you know, I hadn't been to Fresno in a while. I've been coming here since I was a teenager playing with different bands, and it was so nice to run into dear friends backstage. I don't know if you still hear Steve Alcala and all these wonderful people. I used to come out and work at Roosevelt High and it's Fresno State. I used to come out here with these bands back in the 80s. Before most of you were born. Really just an honor to be here and so much fun to play with a big band. I'm getting my Jones. So thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
That was Rebecca and Adam Band on the tenor and Ethan on the trombone. And Zachariah Rodriguez on the guitar. No, yes. Okay. We're going to do something rather different. We're going to do a kind of a mellow tune, and it's actually an original mine that Rebecca kindly said that she would play. And it's called Otoño, and you may recognize a jazz standard in that, possibly. And I believe Evan's going to play on this, and Rebecca and Ted. Okay. So we hope you like this tune. Thank you. So we have one more tune for you, and just a couple of quick things that were mentioned before, but they're repeating. Rebecca has some CDs available, and Amanda, who is right here, will be out in front and will sell those to you for a very reasonable $10. And after the show, we might even coax Rebecca into signing those if you'd like to hang out. So if you'd like a CD, Amanda's going to scoot on out there to the lobby and be out there for you. Quick reminder, a week from tonight, April 7th, Pacific Standard Time, Outstanding Vocal Group, along with our own Jazz Extension at the Tower Lounge. You can find out a lot more about this cool stuff. Have you heard about the Facebook? You know that new thing they got? Is that the Facebook thing? So if you get on the Facebook and you look up Jazz at City, you can like our page and find out all this cool stuff. It's really fun. We're going to do one more tune. Rumba Urbana is the last tune we're going to do, and gosh, we're so happy you guys were here. And how about another hand for Rebecca Molinari? And how about another hand for this fine band? So seriously, folks, check us out on Facebook and kind of plug into the scene. And there's a lot going on there at City. Okay, here's our last tune. Thank you all for coming out, and hope you enjoy this last tune.
Giacomo Leone.